and the truth will be exposed. That's why Trump has been completely justified in being on the attacks. Because this entire thing is a shell. They're playing a shell game with us. And now we have found the Dominion voting systems. And it's happening in Arizona. And they're supposed to get an answer. Is Friday the 18th by 5 p.m. The Arizona Senate has subpoenaed for those Dominion voting machines in Maricopa County by 5 p.m. on Friday. And I know there is going to be, it may not be as outrageous as what happened in Atrium, Michigan, Atrium County, Michigan. It may be more along the lines of what happened in Georgia. I believe it was in Georgia where they had the Dominion voting machine go 20% for Biden. But you're going to have three different states, three states that swung for Biden instead of Trump. Trump in 2016, Biden in 2020. And in the case of Arizona, Maricopa County being the only county that had Dominion voting machines in it. This entire narrative, which, folks, you and I were being called nutbags a week ago. Crazy people a week ago. Oh, conspiracy, blah, blah, blah. Oh, look at this. It's all coming out. The former CISA head, Krebs, admits that Dominion machines, some of them, in some areas, were connected to the internet, which is in complete opposition to the Dominion CEO yesterday and to the Dominion training manuals. Remember, Sidney Powell was mocked for going after Dominion. Oh, Dominion's too big of a case. It's going to take too long to prove. Oh, people are apologizing to her. Because she was on this from the beginning. Her initial statements are being brought forth as true. At least in some aspects. Is all of it true? No, because we haven't seen all the evidence. But the pointing to Dominion voting systems as a key player in this theft of the 2020 election is going to be proven in three of the swing states that went for Biden in 2020. That's not a coincidence, ladies and gentlemen. So Mitch McConnell, everybody, all these surrender caucus Republicans waited till the 14th for the Electoral College so they could jump ship. Folks, you're jumping ship on Trump. You're jumping ship on the MAGA movement. You're going to be relegated to the ash bin of history because the lines are drawn. What side will you pick? All right, Daniel Savakis joins me on the other side here in the Bear Brief on the Crusade Channel, the last live radio station standing. Channel, the last live radio station standing, coming to you from the Republic of Texas on this December 16th, 2020. It is your humble host, Captain Middle America himself, Rick Barrett, bringing you the news of the day and the narrative that'll follow. You can join me at any time, 844-527-8723, crusadechannel.com/chat, if you want to be a part of this conversation at any time. If not, go to crusadechannel.com/go, and then you can jump in for 30 days for free. And then you can go from there. The segment of the program is once again brought to you by our Christmas specials. Folks, time is running out to get them by Christmas. Go to mikechurch.com/shop. Get your Christmas presents and gift sets today. Well, Daniel was nice enough because we're covering the Amistad Project, their press conference at noon Eastern. So Daniel was nice enough to come on a half hour early. So welcome to the program, Mr. Daniel Savakis. How are you today, sir?
I'm doing all right. Always good to be on.
Excellent. So Apparently, there's some heated things happening in Washington today at this Senate committee hearing on election integrity. Have you heard anything about that, or have you kept your eye on that?
Well, it's nothing new in Washington that things are getting heated. That's for sure. They're always cranked up to 11 because that's how things have to be. But yeah, been loosely following the election integrity hearing.
Yeah, because it looks like right now Ron Paul just said that the election was actually stolen. So we have that, which may mean that Ron Paul may be the senator to sign on with Representative Moore from Alabama in challenging the actual the Electoral College results on the 6th, which it's very insane. Not insane. It's yet another page turner considering yesterday, good old Mitch McConnell came out and told everybody to shut up and get in line because the Electoral College made their decision and it's time to just move on. Do you think that's just bad timing by Mitch, or do you think he was that the Electoral College date was the drop date for supposed MAGA supporters or people that were siding with President Trump just to kind of get access to his audience? Now that the Electoral College is done, they have no need for him. Is that good politics on Mitch's part?
I think Mitch McConnell is trying to walk a very fine line because he knows he has to win Georgia. And Georgia, whether you believe Trump actually won Georgia or not, it's going to be close. Yeah, it was close in the presidential election. It's going to be close. And Mitch McConnell knows that he can't lose too many moderates, so he has to walk a really fine line. And I don't envy him his position. I don't know if he's doing it the right way. I'm not sure I know what the most optimal way to go about this if I were him was, trying to appeal to moderate Georgia voters while also holding the Trump base. So I'm not sure. I do think that at some point earlier on, maybe in November or so, they had a conversation and said if nothing really comes of any of these lawsuits by the Electoral College, we will officially publicly jump ship. But Rand Paul, like you said, has never been one to just go along and get along, and I'm sure he'll continue rocking the boat over whatever may come and whatever may go.
Yeah, he's not one to play along, but when you're getting Senator Ron Johnson from Wisconsin in this hearing right now that's going on simultaneously, talking about fraud that's taking place and the amount of information that it seems is coming out, not seems, that has come out in places like Michigan and Georgia and Arizona. It's hard to kind of put on this facade that everything was on, excuse me, the up and up. At the same time, we're looking at most of the country is lost in holiday shopping. So how does, I know you just said you don't, but if you're consulting either Mitch or what is the game plan going forward for Georgia, considering it's a pretty outside of Atlanta, let's just make this known, outside of Atlanta, it's a pretty red state. So yeah. I know you're talking about moderate Republicans, but at this point you risk losing the entire MAGA base to just saying, yeah, all right, if Mitch doesn't want to stand by the guy that worked to get Mitch lots of judges, because we all know Mitch McConnell loves him some judges, and Trump went along pretty much whatever suggestion came here. Trump has been very accommodating, always there to fundraise, always there for what the GOP needs. And yes, he tweets weird stuff, but that's really your only criticism of Trump as a president you could really make. And to have them, because nothing's really certified till the 6th. I mean, these are all ceremonial dates at this point. Nothing's been finalized, and you really are just going to blow off not just the Georgia MAGAs, but you can forget 2022 and you can forget 2024. So it's a pretty big gamble to take, considering you just want things to quote unquote go back to normal.
Yeah, it's definitely a dance. And again, I don't envy the people advising Mitch McConnell. One, because I don't think that's a fun office to work for, and two, because this is a very tough position. I would probably point to the people that Joe Biden has lined up right now for cabinet secretaries, and you and I have talked about this. Some of them are horrifying. Some of them love the endless wars. They love lockdowns. They love control over the economy. I think one of the health advisors that Biden just announced he intends to nominate said something crazy like nobody has any quality of life over the age of 75, which is just a horrifying thing to say. But these are the types of people that are coming in to the new administration if Biden ends up getting inaugurated on the 20th. So I think the message would have to be whatever happens with these election lawsuits, we cannot let Kamala Harris be the tie-breaking vote in the Senate for 2, maybe 4 years, so they can march these people through, potentially pack the courts, potentially do whatever else. We can't let the Democrats sneak control of the Senate in at the very last moment. That's got to be the selling point, regardless of what happens with the lawsuits, whether or not the Supreme Court or other judges go for them. I think the message has to be the Biden administration is a horrifying prospect, and it's even more horrifying if the Democrats get control of the Senate.